"Behold the king's justice," Lysa Aaron said. Torch flames fluttered like pennons along the wall, and here and there the odd torch guttered out. "Lysa, I think this unwise," Catelyn Stark said as the black wind swirled around the hall. Her sister ignored her. "You want a trial, my lord of Lannister?" "Very well, a trial you shall have. My son will listen to whatever you care to say, and you shall hear his judgment. Then you may leave, by one door or the other." She looked so pleased with herself, Tyrion thought, and small wonder. How could a trial threaten her when her weakling son was a lord judge? Tyrion glanced at her moon door.
"Mother, I want to see him fly,"
the boy had said. How many men had the snut-nosed little wretch sent through that door already?
"I thank you, my good lady, but I see no need to trouble Lord Robert," Tyrion said politely. "The guards know the truth of my innocence. I will have their verdict, not the judgment of men. I demand trial by combat."
A storm of sudden laughter filled the high hall of the Aerons. Lord Nestor Royce snorted. Sir Willis chuckled. Sir Lynn Corbray guffawed, and others threw back their heads and howled until tears ran down their faces. Marillion clumsily plucked a gay note on his new wood harp with the fingers of his broken hand. Even the wind seemed to whistle with derision as it came skirling through the moon door.